yeah, boom, there you go.
Okay, good. Everything all right?
Oh, everything is great. And, man, I love your room. I was just saying I liked it last time, and it looks like you went back to the same room.
Yes, this is a good room.
I love it. Of course,
I do all my stuff from this room.
And like I say, you're seeing me in green screen, but that's neither here nor there. Doctor, you know, when you were on the program last time, I got so many emails saying, let's get him back. And the timing of your visit with us tonight is so good because people have lots of questions specific to the Constitution and the rule of law in this country. But before we get going, why don't you just sort of introduce yourself to the audience, who you are and what you're about.
Okay, well, Richard Proctor. I publish books, published Saving the Constitution. That's a very important book. I started economics in 1960, and I started my political stuff in 1968-69. I followed all the stuff that went on during the 70s, all the stuff that's gone on recently. Studied the Constitution significantly. I'm going to chat about today, the 20th Amendment a little bit, maybe the 12th, maybe the 25th, depending on the direction we go. I don't like to say very much, but I think I have a pretty good understanding of what the Constitution says.
Hmm.
Just a thought.
just a little bit of an idea of what it says. I'm really going to start out with some basic questions, and we'll dive deeper as we go along in the program. But do we still have a Constitution?
No, we don't. No, it's gone. The Constitution is gone. We still have a piece of paper that everybody says is the Constitution, but it isn't. It's gone. It went for sure this last Wednesday. That was the last throw. It's gone.
Mm.
You see, Daniel, the 20th Amendment allowed all the constitutional authority Pence needed to declare nothing was qualified. They weren't qualified. The Pence, the Biden, Harris isn't qualified. He could do that. He could have said that. He had everything in the world to say that.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said that the votes aren't qualified. The Electoral College is not here to, they're not there to count votes, although they do that. They're there to certify the votes, make sure what's coming in is legal according to the Declaration of Independence, according to the rule of law. That's some of the stuff they're supposed to do. I mean, it's not just a counting group. If it was a counting group, we could have the elementary school do it. It's not an elementary school level, but that's how they treat it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a count. So he had all the constitutional authority he needed to discard those states that are obviously lies and cheats. All of that's obvious. And Georgia showed it the night before. They're lies mm-hmm. and cheats. They showed it. Mm-hmm. That buried the day right before.
Mm-hmm.
They showed it again. So, you know, we don't have a constitution. It's gone. Mm-hmm. We mm-hmm. pretend. Some people pretend we do.
I announced on my Facebook about this program, and I put it up on my Parler account too as well. As you're probably aware, YouTube said any video that comes out, they said new, and I think they qualified it by saying new. So any new video comes out that questions the election is going to be deleted, and that channel is going to get a strike. So I put in my Facebook announcement, my Parler announcement, that we were looking for a strike tonight. I think you probably already just hit it by saying what you said. And so, hey, so be it if that's the way it's going to be. You know, where they're trying to say you can't even say the truth now. So we're in the dystopian future that everyone was talking about. But being a constitutional scholar, that's got to irk you more than anybody, because most of us average Americans out here, we can barely say the quote the first phrase of the Constitution, or even know when it was signed or where it's from or what even country. I mean, it's that low information that people are at.
Right.
But with you, it's got to really hurt.
Yeah, that's the reason this book, Saving the Constitution, is so important. I took the Constitution that was written in Philadelphia in 1787. I took that paragraph by paragraph and described what they're talking about. Now, it's only 350 pages long, so it's not a complete, but it tells you, the people, the population, what the Constitution says. And that's the important thing we need, not all the riffraff or the history or all that kind of stuff. This tells you what the Constitution means and what it says. I also include the Declaration of Independence because that's the foundation of us. And we still have that. Even though we don't have a constitution, we do have the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
And that's an authoritative document.
Okay, well, there's a little bit of good news right there. By the way, joining us in the live chat, Live Station Express, Kevin Walsh, Homemade Joy, Geronimo, and Overbuilt Automotive all logging into our live chat. If you have a question for Dr. Proctor, just put it in the live chat, as a matter of fact. Doctor, what happened this week Here, let me get back to what you're saying though, about Pence. There's a video out there. I was gonna play it, but I'm not sure about the veracity of it. I mean, or the interpretation of it. But it's right at the end when Pence was moderating everything, and they had certified that guy that I'm not gonna say just yet. I'm gonna speak his name. But at the end of it, at the end of this, Pence turned to his right. There's somebody there standing there that stuck his hand out to shake Pence's hand. Now, of course, in this day of the COVID-19 virus, that's a no-no. But most of us, if somebody sticks a hand out, we're going to forget that. For 100 years, we sticking a hand, we're going to shake a hand. So I guess that's what he did. But when he shook the hand, the guy slapped a gold coin into Mike Pence's hand. Did you see the video?
No, I didn't see the video, but there
okay.
you have it.
Okay, so
but
let me finish.
That's not the only payoff. That won't be the only payoff.
No, it wouldn't be the only payoff. But here's what happened. Anybody in the live chat, did you see that, what I'm talking about? They slapped a gold coin into his hand, and he had a little bit of shock to his kind of taken back just a little bit, because he thought this guy's going to, he just slapped that gold coin. But he looks at it, both sides stuck in his pocket. And then Nancy Pelosi's over there while this is going on. She is over there doing this to Mike Pence, trying to get an elbow bump for what he did. In other words, welcome to the club. A lot of people interpreted that as a Masonic payoff, or a Judas coin payoff. Maybe it was a challenge coin. Who knows what that gold looking coin was? Do you feel that? And now Mike Pence also is kind of this deer in the headlights guy, and you know he doesn't know nothing about the Constitution. He's from Indiana, where I am, so I know he don't know nothing about the Constitution. I know where he lives. He lives right south of me, man, in some cornfield out there, okay? And he's just a good Baptist person when he was here at the state, so I know he don't know nothing. So when he's in that gigantic situation with the world spotlight looking at him, do you think that he just took the coin because he didn't know what to do, and he had to do the bump and all this? Is he just a doleful person that's being used by the man, or do you think they got to him and now he's in the club?
They got to him and now he's in the club. Oh, and that gold, the small thing like a gold coin, now let's assume that it's a 1 ounce gold coin, pure gold. It's only worth about $1,900. That's not enough to do what he's done. No, he's got a passel of money coming to him now. I'm talking in the hundreds of thousands.
Or a book deal, or a show on CNN.
Yeah, or more.
That's usually what happens. They get this instantaneous upfront book deal payment of about $2 million, or they appear as a expert on CNN panel. I mean, that's usually what happens when somebody goes against Trump. Somebody in the live chat, Geronimo, says it looked like a Masonic coin. So I didn't play the video because I could have made that very assumption. It was easy to do, but I also held out the possibility that maybe he's just a doleful guy and this stuff is going on. He don't know what's going on. But you're thinking that he does know what's going on.
Sorry. He and Trump were together in conference before the event. Trump tweeted that he was going to do it and send some back. Trump said it in his speaking engagement that if he follows through on what we planned, this thing will be over. And then he abrogated on that deal. You can tell there was a deal, and he said to himself, no, I'm not going to do it. I can make more money and get more prestige and get more power if I don't do it than if I do. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal. You see, Pence is not the vice president, presumably, at this point. So if he's not the vice president, then he can make so much money on everything that's been going on. And that book deals, CNN interviews all over the world, he can make millions now because of what happened Wednesday. But I don't think that's really the money. I think the money's coming from the globalists. They do that's how they do everything. And mm-hmm. I think the globalists are going to pay him more than I can even imagine that they would pay him. I have no idea, but they have the money.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if later down the road, once we're fully communist, and he looks around and sees the damage to the country, I wonder if he'll ever have any regret. The whole thing hinged on what he did or did not do.
Well, yes, Wilson had regrets that he signed the Federal Reserve Bill, or at least he said he did and wrote it down. Mm. He said he had regrets.
Okay, for those of you just joining us, we have on our Skype line Dr. Richard Proctor, and we're looking for a YouTube strike as we get on with the program tonight. Let's get to a question. This is from the live chat, Doctor. It says, did Pence commit treason?
Yes. That didn't take long to answer, did it? Yes. Treasonous. He's helping and a part of destroying this country. Yes, there's a room for him in the FEMA camp if Trump gets gets it out and does it. Mm-hmm. There's room for it. There's a room for him in the FEMA camp. Mm-hmm.
I get dozens of videos sent to me. Must watch, must watch, must watch. Look at this, look at this, look at this. And a lot of them have to do with, like, for instance, I get videos saying Trump's been moved to Texas because he's getting ready for martial law. And I mean, just on and on and on. Various things like this. He's getting ready to get him. Getting ready to get him. Hey, the plan's coming too. This is part of the plan. But I don't believe there is a plan, and I don't believe none of that's happening. So what do you think is going to happen to Trump?
Yep. Okay, now I understand exactly what they're saying and understand exactly what you're saying. If there are three options here, there are three options at this moment. These are, we've narrowed it down to three. One, we accept what's happened and grin and bear it and go about our business and hope we survive, which we will not, okay? The next one is that Trump is going to take action, and he's going to use the Insurrection Act, and he's going to use the executive order that he penned, and he's going to declare martial law and going to take action. That is the most important, the best scenario. Next, he's not going to take action. Now, we've got to have a leader show up. We've got to have somebody that will take the reins and take the position of, I'll help everybody do this, like George Washington did, like Lincoln did. Lincoln kept this country together. He was the valuable person that kept it together. Trump can do that same thing right now. And now you don't have to say he violated the Constitution because the Congress just shredded it completely.
Mm-hmm. This is an absolute fact. Whatever, and we've seen that, we've been able to see this evidence for the last 4 years, whatever the left accuses Trump and or supporters and or voters of is exactly what they're doing, only probably times 10. For instance, the Ukraine deal. Trump's on the take of Ukraine, but it turned out to be Joe Biden. I mean, just on and on and on.
That's exactly right.
So here we have a battle of words between the use of the word insurrection. The left is accusing Trump of leading an insurrection, and therefore, because that, of course, that's treasonous, therefore he should not have any voice in America anywhere at any place. And that's why, as you know, in the last day or so, he's been wiped off Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, wherever the hell that is, YouTube, and his mail client. Of course, Trump got one over on him too, because when they deleted his Twitter account, I think he had 32 million people, followers there, he went on @POTUS on Twitter and tweeted out. He got it out, man. They didn't delete that one, and so it's really kind of funny that he did that. But so here they are accusing him, and really by extension, anybody that they're making this clear. Anybody that supported him, and I don't know if that's just talking about the upper echelon or middle echelon. Of course, hundreds of thousands of people have been deleted off of Twitter anyway. But they're using the word insurrection against Trump, and in fact, that's what they're doing. So how do those two meet?
Well, they meet by Trump he has authority. He is the president of the States. It doesn't make any difference what Facebook and Twitter and all those guys do. It doesn't make any difference what CNN says or what ABC or NBC says. He is the president of the United States till noon on the 20th. He has time to take action. He is the commander in chief of the forces of this country. The Insurrection Act gives him authority to take over and send the military in to quell this insurrection. And the insurrection is the COVID-19, that's a part of the insurrection. The lockouts, that's a part of it. The way the media has treated everything, that's all a part of it. The vaccine, that's all a part of it. All these things are a part of the insurrection to destroy the United States, every one of those. So, you know, he can go in and take care of all the business if he wants to.
There are a lot of pictures and videos. I even know people that went to the Washington thing and said that they said that buses arrived, that were escorted buses arrived of Antifa people. Yep. And the behavior of what happened there is exactly how Antifa behaves. They go and they infiltrate, even just really a BLM protest or other types of protest. They infiltrate them and they're like leaders. And people, you know, kind of follow them thinking it's them and, you know, everything's okay. And they lead them right up. There are clearly Antifa people. They have this look. They're usually dressed in black. They're usually angry. They got masks on. Everything that a Trump supporter doesn't do is what they seem to already have weapons with them and stuff to smash windows, you know. And so what if it's possible that as they've already arrested numbers of people because there were a lot of videos taken and a lot of facial recognition software has been used by the police and the FBI and the Secret Service, and they're catching these guys. What if they start catching some of these Antifa people and identifying them? You think it will undermine the narrative that his Trump supporters went wild?
No, it won't, because the media is going to print what they want. And those of us know that the Trump supporters didn't go wild. Those of us who are in paying attention know they didn't go wild. And the media will never stop. Mm-hmm. That's why they need to be put in the FEMA camps, so mm-hmm. that they can't continue to destroy our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, which is exactly what they're saying. As a matter of fact, I think it was ABC News that said Trump supporters need to be cleansed. Now, that is yep. a loaded word, really, from the Nazis, to cleanse them from society. What they had to come back, and I think they changed the word and said they had to be, I don't know, something with a C. It seemed like it was something with a C too, but it wasn't cleansed. They changed it to they need to be identified or something stupid. But they already let it out of the bag. They used the word cleansed, which is exactly what the Nazis did to the Jews. They made them wear yellow stars to identify them, and pretty much that's where the left is doing to the right now. They're trying to identify them, and now there's an ongoing thing to submit to the social media giants, people that are on social media platforms, if they are espousing violence, or if they're pro-Trumpers, or if they deny, or if they espouse whacked out ideas like there's a voter fraud, then they're getting identified.
Yes. They won't have any trouble identifying me. I'm not on any social media, but they won't have any trouble identifying me.
Hmm. Well, I've identified you as a doctor. All right, let's get to some of these questions over here. And there's a bunch of them. Okay, is there any way forward from here for Donald Trump?
Yes. Yes, there is. Use the Insurrection Act, the executive order he published 2 years ago. The military will be with him. The military refused the request of the mayor. Okay? The mayor asked them to send troops to quell this awful rebellion. And they said, no, I don't think we will. And they didn't. If what I hear is correct, Trump did go to Texas. He left shortly after Biden reneged, and he went to Texas, and he's there in a military establishment. Now, I don't know anything more. I don't know that for sure, and I don't know anything that he's thinking about doing, but yes, Trump has cards. He can play and get this thing under control.
Mm. Okay.
And he has all the evidence he needs, too, by the way, mm-hmm. of the seditious, treasonous activities that have been going on all of 2020.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to make it clear that I am not in favor of any sort of violence for any way. I am for the rule of law. So I'm hoping that who's ever guilty, who's ever charged with assaulting the Capitol, be arrested. I don't care who they are. Really, I don't care which side of the political spectrum they are. Busting, and just as I would be when the riots started in D.C. that burned churches and smashed businesses, I'd want them arrested. Of course, there appears to be two standards of justice here. But anybody that attacked the Capitol, I mean, I would never do that in any rally situation. And so I'm for the arrest of anyone who assaulted the Capitol. But I think that they need to find out, was there antagonists within the larger crowd provoking people to do acts they would not normally do? That's one of the things I'd like to see. All right, let's get to another question for you. This is from Roxy. Says, is it true the U.S. corporation dissolved June 5th, 2019, and does the USA still exist?
I haven't the foggiest idea, but I do not believe it did. We have our corporations. It's still there. United States' corporations still exist. It was illegally, I might add, against the Constitution, put into effect in 1871. You know, it's against Article 6, you guys. Well, let's just look at Article 6 for a second to answer that question a little bit. If we're going to just look at Article 6. I just happen to have it handy. It says the Constitution and the laws of the United States that are in accordance with the Constitution are the supreme law of the land, which means the Constitution and the laws of the United States which do not support the Constitution, they are illegal and invalid. Mm-hmm. So that 1871 law is invalid, period, because it does not support the Constitution. Right there in the Constitution itself, it says that. Mm-hmm. We don't have to look far. Mm-hmm. All treaties have to be in accordance with the laws of the country and the Constitution. The UN treaty is a farce. It is not legal. It is not constitutional. I don't care how many people say it is. The fact is, it is, does not follow the Constitution. Therefore, it is not legal.
It seems to me that this week, Cruella Harris appropriated a story from Martin Luther King about being at a political rally and saying she was in the crib or something. She looked up and she said, "Freedom. I want freedom." Like, I don't know what, and that's the way it's spelled when you read it. But it turns out that Martin Luther King said that. Now, it seems to me that that's plagiarism and trying to create a narrative of a history that she doesn't have. Yep. That's sort of like Joe X, is being creating a narrative of what he's done, who he's been, from military service to supporter of African-American rights, which he was never for. So, you know, they're both creating, recreating their own histories. And, of course, the media just laps that up, believes it.
Oh, yes. Many of our politicians claim things that they are not. I mean, they just claim them. You know the guy, Edward Mandel House? We call him Colonel House. He was never in the military at all. He just assumed the title of Colonel. Mm. Nothing. Mm-hmm. But they still call him Colonel House. He was still the sidekick of Wilson. And in fact, he was the guy who wrote Philip Drew Administrator, which outlined the takeover of the United States, step by step. And they're doing it step by step. And Wilson had that book to follow. And House made sure he did, step by step.
Mm. All right. David Burnell says, Doctor, is the country now under common law or maritime law?
Common law. We're never under maritime law. Maritime law is the law of the high seas. Maritime law does not exist in Indiana, Iowa, any place. It's a law for the seas. Maritime. That's admiralty. That's ships. Deep water ships. It was the maritime. And you'll also notice very quickly that the third article says that the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction in maritime law. I will just read that real quick. We need to read all these things so people will understand what we're talking about. Here I am. The judicial power shall extend to all cases of admiralty and maritime jurisdiction, which means admiralty and maritime law. They have original jurisdiction to those things. They're nothing to do with the United States at all. Another original jurisdiction is between citizens, between one state and controversies with another state. Original jurisdiction. They have a responsibility to see those things. They can't just step aside and say, well, I don't think it's right. I'm not going to do it. No. This little book says that they have original jurisdiction and a responsibility to hear those cases.
Do you think that if you ever sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say charged, but somebody said, hey, we heard what you said, we want you to come in, and now you're in a court situation, would you stand as your own attorney and tell them things like you're telling me from the Constitution, from the Bill of Rights, from the Declaration of Independence, to say this, this, and this as your defense?
Now, the Constitution, interestingly enough, doesn't say that we should have an attorney. People think that's what it says in that amendment. It doesn't say that in that amendment. Let's get to that amendment too. The 7th, I think it is. Let's look at it closely and see. No, it's the 6th. The 6th amendment is talking about criminal prosecution, but it could also be in the 7th amendment. It says we are the defense can have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor and to have assistance of counsel for his defense. It does not say attorneys. They had attorneys in those days. Assistance of counsel is another item, not a bar attorney. Now, would I stand there my own self and say these things without an attorney? No, I would not. I do not know their language. I do not know how they pervert words. I do not know how they make double meanings out of words. But I'll stand there and say everything I'm saying about the Constitution. Absolutely. But I can't stand alone because I got to have somebody that can interpret the garbage that's going to come from the judge. Because the judge won't like it all when I tell him this is a maritime court and I'm going home. Mm. Where's my jury? I'm going home. But I won't go home until I read you the Constitution. You see, if you don't have a jury, that's against the Constitution. Constitution calls for a jury in both 6 and 7. How about that?
All right.
You don't have a jury.
How about
it's
that?
Not legal. And if you get my book, Saving the Constitution, and guys, please, please get this book. You can get it at any bookstore in the United States. You can get it on my website, Bathroom Economics. You can get it on my website, ProvisInstitute.com. Bathroomeconomics.com, ProvisInstitute.com, any bookstore in the United States. When you turn to the appendix in the back talking about maritime and admiralty law, you will begin to understand what I'm saying. We do not have admiralty law in this country. We do not have maritime law. That's for the high seas, people on boats, captains of ships, admirals, you know, those kind of guys.
Oh, those kind of guys.
Not
okay.
You and I.
Okay.
No policeman has authority to give you a ticket for speeding. There's no injury. Okay? Common law requires $20 injury. There's no injury. There's no ticket. There's no jurisdiction.
Somehow I feel like if I use that with the policeman, he'd say, are you resisting arrest? Okay, let's get to
I would use it. I would use it. But
okay.
Today he's going to, never mind. Let's just press on.
Okay, pressing on, the good doctor says. All right, let's get on to it here. Tracy Yeh says, did Trump go underground and declare martial law? And I refer to a video that I must have got five of these saying Trump went to Texas. He's getting ready. He's in a super bunker right now, getting ready to, from a command center point of view, getting ready to do some. So I guess I mean, a lot of people have that question. Is he underground? Because really, they've cut him off. So nobody knows where he's at anyway, because they've literally cut him off from existence. They have deleted him, canceled him. The president of the United States. He's, like you said, he's still the president.
Yes.
Nobody has a right to. Where's the judge and jury to say, declare what they're accusing him of fomenting or inciting an insurrection? He never told anybody to go to the Capitol. He said that he wants every vote to count. Is what he said. Somebody else took control of that crowd, and I think those unnamed people need to be brought to justice. Trump was not put on trial. He had nothing to defend himself with. Yet the social media giants and the left instantly declared him guilty without trial, which is completely against and antithetical to America.
But that's where that's how they're working. That's how they do things. They do it secretly. They do it quickly with sound bites and things like that rather than explanations. They just go on and on. That's their modus operandi. That's how they destroy. Disunite and destroy. And that's what they're attempting to do. And they're going to continue to do it. Oh, you guys, you have no idea. If you have not watched the movie Dr. Zhivago, you have no idea what you're going to be living like in 6 months if that group takes office and Trump does not.
Mm.
If Trump does not do what he can do right this minute, if he does not do it, then we are all going to be enslaved. There's nothing else.
All right, let's get on to this question here. From Rose, what do you think? Well, we kind of addressed this, but what you kind of left it up in the air, and people want to know what will Trump do next. And I think what you've said is he has some options, but you know, and these things keep coming to me, like even like Mexico explained is saying he's not going to do anything, and I have to agree, he's not going to do anything. He's tried everything legally there is to do. There's people keep putting out these little sparks of hope. You know, he's in Texas. He's getting ready for martial law. He's getting ready for this, getting ready for that. But that's been going on. I mean, I remember just last year they were saying 50,000 people are going to get arrested. Just wait for it. And I'm still getting those emergency, look at this video, because all these people are getting ready to be arrested. And they're not. They're absolutely not going to be arrested.
Okay, that will determine whether or not Trump really is for us or for the globalists. We're going to find that out. We're going to find out for sure if what side Trump's on. If he's on our side, he's going to institute those things that he's already set himself up to do. If he's on the other guy's side, he won't.
Mm-hmm. What I think he's going to do is set up his own network to bypass the social media giants that are running this country.
Oh, yes.
Just tyranny is what it is. It's technological tyranny. Deciding
yes.
Who gets the voice and who doesn't, man. I, you know, and then just that bearded freak over there at Twitter, man. He had the gall to say that we're about free speech. No, they're not. Not at all. They're for left speech, and that's it. All right. So let's get to another question.
Just a minute, Daniel.
Yeah,
I want to say one thing about that last question.
Yeah.
You don't know, and I don't know what Trump's going to do, and he's not going to tell us until he's doing it.
Yeah,
we won't know until the morning of the 20th of January whether or not he's going to do it or not.
Okay, this is a question from Peter from Australia. It says, do you think the last video that was posted on Trump's Twitter page is a deep fake, as some QAnon followers are saying? I don't know what video they're referring to. Do you know?
I think I know it. It's the one that happened on Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay.
If that's correct, there's a whole lot of people that have watched that and say the mannerisms are wrong, the presentation is wrong, his appearance is wrong. I don't know. I don't know if it is or not. It's the kind of thing Hollywood would do, though, isn't it? It's the kind of thing the left would do. Mm-hmm. And Trump didn't, that particular one didn't concede either. It said, we're going to work together with the new administration. That new administration could be him and Flynn, for example.
Okay.
I just use that as an illustration.
It could be. Yeah, man. Okay.
I'm not saying anything is. I'm just saying those are illustrations.
Yeah.
Illustration. I don't know what Trump's going to do.
I won't know
until the 20th. Mm-hmm. Then I'll know.
Okay. Well, let me just throw that. I love doing this. I'll throw this out to the live chat. Very simple terms, people. What do you think Trump's going to do? To keep it within one line so it doesn't blur out the chat line. Just what is Trump going to do? And then as they come in, Doctor, I'll read a couple of those out. Okay, here we go with some more questions. Why does the flag, this is from Mexico, and explain, why does the flag have gold fringe around it in courts? Doesn't that indicate admiralty law jurisdiction?
It's a decoration. I'm sorry to disappoint everybody. It's a decoration. I looked into that closely, and it's explained in my books. That does not determine maritime law. What determines maritime law is if the judge takes over without a jury. That determines maritime law.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to another one. Azur says, what group person actually runs our country and calls our shots? Who are they?
Oh, I list those all in my Liberty series. The Rothschilds and their descendants, the Harrimans and their descendants, the descendants, it's the Illuminati guys that run it. And that's a true organization. I have documents from 1798, eyewitness accounts in my possession of the Illuminati in 1798. It was organized in May the 1st, 1798, the same year and almost the same day as the Declaration of Independence. Those are two opposite items that came up at the same time. The bad guys and the good guys, you could call them that way. The Illuminati exists. It has never been disbanded. It still exists, and that's who's dictating. They're using money. They're using bribes. They're using threats, but they do it in the background. We never know it. But you can know it if you just see what the people do. My Liberty series describes, for many, many pages, many, many illustrations, hundreds of illustrations of what you can watch for to make sure somebody is or is not being directed by the Illuminati and their group.
Wow. Okay. Well, we got a couple answers to our question here. Let's go ahead and I'll have to scroll a little bit. We got Trump's going to go back to playing golf. And now that's almost like a misnomer there. I don't know how many times I've seen people saying all Trump does is play golf. And I don't even know when he ever did play golf. I guess maybe they're talking about
Obama.
I've
never heard of it. I've never ever heard of him doing it.
I never but seen him play golf.
Maybe he's an expert at it. I don't know.
I do know that when it seemed like Obama was playing golf, he always had these three sweaty men's go with him, and they was always behind the caddy shack. And I don't know what that was all about, but he did a lot of golfing back. I don't think he was golfing with his buddies back there. I know one of the guys' name was Love something. But all right, so who else? What else we got to see? What he's doing here? Didn't get a lot of answers on that question, so we'll just move on. Let's get to this question here. Does Israel have a leading hand in the Illuminati?
I don't know. That's one I don't know. Could they? Yes. Does the Vatican have a leading hand? I don't know. They could. I don't know who it does. I don't know all those people by name, and I'm not going to go try to list everything like that. But I can say this, though. In volume 2 of my Liberty series, I have the list of every person who is in the Skull and Bone Secret Society from 1832 to 1985. Okay, that was prepared by Anthony Sutton. I have that list. Those are the people that are a part of the Illuminati. Go look at that list. But they're people that were at Yale University. Are they the only ones? Go look at the, get the movie Skulls and see what that movie teaches you about the Illuminati and the and these people that are behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you can't know for sure everybody, but you can see the pattern. But I don't watch patterns overseas. I watch patterns in the United States. If the Israelis are there, they are. If they're not, they're not. If the Vatican's there, they are. If they're not, they're not. I care about the United States. All of my research is the United States.
Mm-hmm. All right. Australian Biz says, Richard, can you speak to the prophecy about those who say that the Jews are not, but are in fact the synagogue of Satan?
Nope, I can't speak to it.
Okay. I like your right to the point information there. Rapid Fire says, Doctor, can Biden authorize UN or foreign troops to come to the U.S. to fight insurrection once he's sworn in?
After he's sworn in, he can.
He can?
After Biden is sworn in, he is the commander-in-chief, and he can use the Insurrection Act of the Jefferson signed to go and arrest all of us. Yes, he can.
But there is not an insurrection going on.
Well, they say there is, so therefore they believe there is.
Have you seen it? I mean, besides
no, I haven't.
Besides the melee at the Capitol.
That doesn't matter. You see, Daniel, this the words that people use. That's why attorneys should not be in Congress, which, by the way, the 13th Amendment that was discarded said that. But anyway, so what we have is we have people that are wordsmiths, and they say things, and they make things happen that aren't true. They make things happen. They could say right now that Joe Blow, who we don't know is a criminal. And you know, in no time at all, the media would have him as a criminal, mm-hmm. and he doesn't even exist. They can say anything they want, and they make it happen that by saying it.
Yeah, that is the way that it works. They just say anything, and then a bunch of people just mimic it.
Yep.
In fact, I think, so there's a, and I had to verify this, but I think it was from Kathy Griffin. She's the infamous troll-looking witch that had a mock-up of Trump's bloody head. She's walking, remember that? She's walking around with Trump's head all bloodied.
Yep, yeah.
And then people are saying, you know, that's, you know, attempt on the president, you know, is really what it is. And now she's back, and she says goodbye to Trump holding that very same head, knowing that nobody's going to question her protagonism against the president and an intent to cut his head off.
No, nobody's going to question it. We've established that. It was established on Wednesday. That's why we don't have a constitution any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody in government now who says they're going to do something constitutional is just using the words to justify what they want to do,
mm-hmm.
whether or not they know what's in the Constitution.
There's another meme that has been developed from that particular picture of Kathy Griffin holding Trump's head. And it's Kathy Griffin, but somebody superimposed Biden's head. And the caption reads, "This is still funny, right? But the reason I'm not showing it is because if I put that meme up there, I could be accused of, you know, attempt on the president's life. But it's okay to hold a Trump's head, but I guarantee you, and I want to say guarantee to you, with that meme makes all sense in the world. This is still funny, right? Holding Biden's head. No, it's not funny to them, and you're going to get arrested for doing that."
Yep, that's right. They will define that as against the president. And they should have defined it as against Trump. Should have, but they didn't.
No. There were a lot. Trump had a lot of death threats that should have been prosecuted. None of them, absolutely zero, was actually. Now, we know that...
Let me mention something.
Go ahead.
You talked a few minutes ago, and it's just come up again just now. The idea that all these people were listed, that they were going to be arrested. In fact, during his campaign, way back in 2016, he did intimate or say that he's going to get some of these people arrested. He had then all of the stuff he needs to arrest this lady, Clinton, and her husband. But you know what? What didn't happen. Now, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes. We don't know what pressure was to bear. We don't know what happens. We just don't know. All we can see is what the media tells us or what appears to be right. We don't know what's going on under the table. This particular event that happened on, on Wednesday when they finally certified it. Mm-hmm. They didn't decide to certify that when they came back and meet it after the gavel was put down. Mm-hmm. They got all their ducks in a row in the cloakroom before they started the meeting. This is how it's done. It's all done in secret. Then they come out and make the announcement, and everybody mm-hmm. agrees. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody That's knows what happened in those secret rooms, because from my point of view, the little bit that I was paying attention, they was all supposed to adjourn to their separate rooms and come up with a plan to address the concerns of the people objecting to the counts. But nobody knows what that was. What was they just override it? They ignored it. Nobody knows. They just at 4 a.m.
Ignored it is the key. Yeah. I have information that came from Italy in my possession now. Yeah, I have some of the information, and it's linked into computers. I'm not going to say that it's absolutely true, but that this particular source says this information went to the Senate, to the Congress, before or just after the meeting met, proving, mind you, that Germany and Italy, and maybe Spain too, but I'm not sure about that, had infiltration into the voting count. Or Georgia the day before, and in all the voting count in all the states. I mean, that's what that says. Is it true? I don't know. Do I think it is? Probably so. Probably so. Because that's how they work. Probably so. They made their mind up before the gavel.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to... Now, we know that there's... They're probably going to make D.C. and Puerto Rico a state of the union. Do you agree with that?
No, they're not. Well, they could. D.C.'s not a state.
But not now. Today it's not. But they aren't their intentions that they're going to make it one?
Well, you know, I guess they could make it one. And I guess they could make Puerto Rico a state, too. And I guess they could make Guam a state. I mean, you know, if they follow the rules, and the rules are easy to follow if they all want to do it, it's easy to follow. But if Colorado wants to separate into two different states, they won't let them. And if California wants to separate into two different states, they won't let them. Because you see, if they do that, that will bring up four more senators that would have been on Trump's side, rather than the garbage that came from mm-hmm. California and mm-hmm. Colorado. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So if they think the people will be on their left side to continue to destroy the country, they'll bring them in and make them a state just to give themselves more power. Yes. Can they? Yes. Should they? No.
Will they?
I don't know if they will or not, but they can.
Okay. Australian Ben says, under the Constitution, is there a provision that allows one to disregard directives given by a president, Joe, somebody?
No, there's not. President's a president. Constitution doesn't say anything about disregarding the president. The Constitution's a state of law. And that's not lawful. If you are in fact going against the president of the United States, that's not lawful. Mm-hmm. And just because the name changes from Trump to Biden doesn't make it lawful mm-hmm. or in law.
Yeah. Now see that's a good point that you bring up there, Dr. Proctor, because you're just not a one trick pony saying what one side does. You're saying there's a Constitution, and whoever it falls for or against is still the Constitution.
Yes.
I like that, and that's the way it should be. We want the Constitution to protect the left as much as protect the right.
Yes, it does. It does. But you see, the violations of the Constitution are on the side on the left, so they're not going to use it. They violated the Constitution on Wednesday fiercely, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to admit to it. In fact, that's why I say the Constitution as a Constitution in our country no longer exists. Mm-hmm. Therefore, Trump can't be an anarchist and can't be acting against the Constitution mm-hmm. if he invokes the Insurrection Act or his mm-hmm. executive order. He can't violate the Constitution. It doesn't exist anymore.
Now here's a narrative that gets completely blown away, because for 4 years they've accused him of being a dictator, but a dictator just had a dictator of sorts just eliminated his social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, email clients. The dictatorship is on the other side, because a dictator would never do that to himself. So that blows that narrative way out of the water.
Yeah, you you know, Dan, you can blow the narratives out of the water over and over and over again, but it doesn't matter to them They're not looking for a narrative. They're not looking for logic. They're not looking for honesty. They're not looking for morals. They're not looking for the Constitution. They're not looking for anything but their own power and money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, speaking of their own welfare, so to speak,
yes.
The whiteness that the Congress exudes, is Hunter Biden going to be exonerated? Is he going to be getting a pardon?
Of course. Of course he will be. Yeah,
and they're going to say
there'll be nothing come up anymore.
Right, and they're going to say basically just say, well, Trump didn't like him. He didn't like him because he was Joe's son. He went after him. So therefore, we're going to pardon him.
That's what they're going to say.
Yeah,
and they're going to use that as an excuse for everything they want to do. That's vile now.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, when they start implementing their nefarious plans and the economy starts busting down, they're going to say, see, this is a result of Trump's plan, but we're trying to fix it. And people will say, oh yeah, man, you got to fix the damage Trump did. And they won't notice that there's going to be a spike going down when the Democrats take over, and then the economy breaks down and whatnot. And they're going to accuse Trump of that. And they said, well, it just happened. It was going to happen, and it happened on our watch because Trump put that in motion. But we got to fix that with some more laws.
Let's look closely at what was put in motion. Let's talk about the lockouts, the lockdowns. Did the federal government tell anybody that we know of, any state governor to do that? No. That was all done by individual state governments, the individual governors, the health departments. They're the ones who did that on purpose. They're the ones who destroyed the economy. It's the state governments that destroyed our country. They did it because they were paid or get control or kept their office or whatever. They're paid by these same globalists to do these things. They're not going to destroy their country unless they have something in the background to get from it. And it's the states that have been doing that, so that the economy tanks, it's the states that caused it, not Trump. And unless Biden tells them to stop doing it, it won't be him either. He could tell them to stop doing it, but they could keep right on doing it because they have that power. It's not, the states are autonomous. They can be autonomous from the government. Now, since there's no constitution left, every state could decide it's its own country.
Hmm. Well, you got that right. We mentioned the word dictators. Well, that put gruesome nuisance out there in Cali and the witch up there in Michigan. I mean, those two dictators come to mind. And, of course, that creepy Cuomo, who knows what's up with that weirdo. We got this going on here. It says, with Trump's national emergency giving FEMA control, how does Trump still have any power?
Trump didn't give up his power. He just assigned some piece to somebody else. Everybody says he gave up his power. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. It's like the father, you're saying that my dad let me go to the store, and that means he gave up his power to prevent me from going to the store. No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting them have some authority. Shouldn't have done that, I think, because I don't think the FEMA and the Homeland Security should have any authority at all.
Mm-hmm. There have been so many Middle East peace victories under Trump. He was nominated at least 3 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. Of course, he won't get it. The same as the reason Melania would never get on any woman's magazine at all. She should be on the cover of all of them, obviously. Now we're going to have that Dr. B.I. I guess you keep on going with B.I. I will just leave it there. But anyway, you know, she's going to be on there. But all these miraculous peace deals that he got put through under his watch, and all the left said it couldn't be done. Are those particular states that made those peace agreements, are they going to renege on those agreements?
I don't know. I would think they would not, but I don't know. I mean, just because Trump was a part of making it happen doesn't make it stick in their mind, perhaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say, well, will this happen? Will that happen? I don't know. I'm not going to say things about what's going to happen overseas or what's going to happen here before the 20th, but I know what could happen, and I know what might happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And speaking of Israel, does Israel have any hand in the Illuminati?
I don't know. I believe they do. I don't know. Remember, I answered that earlier. I don't know if the Vatican does either, but I hear it.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know.
That's an easy call. You know the Vatican's got something to do with it. People run around in robes and stuff, doing weird stuff at night.
Yep. I don't know. People ask questions like that, expecting an answer. No, I don't know. I can't give answers I don't know.
Yeah, I say poop on the Pope. All right, let's get to another question here. Why couldn't our Supreme Court help us with the election?
Oh, they could have. The Supreme Court had the power because they had original jurisdiction on that one issue between Texas and Pennsylvania and the other states. They had the power. They had the responsibility. They abdicated on their responsibility. They quit. Those guys quit rather than save the country. So the question should be, why did they quit? Not can they save the country or should they?
Yeah,
they should have done it.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious because, I mean, they said that Trump doesn't have standing. He's the guy that was affected. He'd be the most qualified person who had standing. It's just like we said earlier, they just say stuff and say, well, that's true. It's not true. Trump had highest point of standing of anybody in this whole thing.
Yes, he did. And think about this for a moment. Those eight states have taken away the voting rights of everybody. Think about that for a minute. They have destroyed the franchise of everybody because they cheated to win, and that took all the honest people out of the picture. And so they took away our franchise. We don't have a franchise to vote any longer. And if Biden is put in and nothing is done between now and then to stop it, we will never see another election in this country. Never see another.
I think there's something weird going to go on there. This is a question from Canada. It says, Doctor, how can good people communicate and stand together to preserve freedom if free people are persecuted, if social media is recorded and tracked, and a majority now happily await the vaccine? How can a family man get outside of this globalist takeover?
Boy, that's sure a lot in one mouthful. Any group can gather. All they need is a leader. All they need is a leader. And I'm hoping a leader appears that knows the Constitution. Or let me rephrase that. I'm hoping a leader appears that will listen to somebody who knows the Constitution. That's a better way to say that. I hope that leader will appear. I hope that that leader will take the Constitution with the intent of putting it in effect again and marshal all of the able-bodied men of this country to take over and get this Constitution started. I'm going to read out a little bit out of the Declaration of Independence for just a second. And I'm just a second. You guys need to think about what I'm going to read very, very carefully. Declaration of Independence says, first, it lists the inalienable rights. Those are God-given rights. They're ours to have. He says, and then he goes on to say this, whenever any form of government becomes destructive to those ends, in those days it was England against the colonies, today it's the leftists against the rest of us, any form of government becomes destructive of our inalienable rights, the rights of happiness and prosperity, those rights, free speech, all of that, it is the right, and I would add responsibility, of the people to alter or abolish that government. We're now in a place where the Declaration of Independence of 1776 is the document that gives us our authority. It is our right to abolish that and put this Constitution back in place. It's our right to do it. It's our responsibility to do it.
Once again, for those that are listening, I am not agreeing with many of the premises of the doctor, but I am giving him the ability to speak his views freely on this show. All right, let's get to...
I hope you would agree, though. I hope you would agree.
I agree there's a Constitution. I'm not
helping us.
I've got a lot of shows to do left, and I'm not going to go down that road.
I understand.
All right, so let's get to this question here. Can the Democrats adjust the First and Second Amendment, transforming the Constitution?
Read this sentence again. Can they adjust the First and Second Amendments?
Right. Qualify the First and Second Amendment, transforming the Constitution. Can they do it? Can they do it just by themselves?
Sure. They've got enough power now to do it. They could put in any amendment they want. They could put in the 28th Amendment that would say we have a dictator in our country now and name him. They could do that. Don't think they couldn't. They can. They've got so much power because they've cheated. They've still got it. If we allow them to have that power, then they can carry on. If we say, no, you can't have that power, and we organize and use the Declaration of Independence as our authority, then we have just the same authority that Washington had in 1776. Exactly the same authority.
Okay, and then that is, there is a massive attack on free speech. I now, what happened in the last several days, I would call it the great purge, really, of free thinkers and free talkers. One of the last places of free speech now is an app called Parler, as you may be aware. I'm on it. Most people are gravitating toward Twitter to Parler. And if somebody's on Twitter, I may question their motives or why they're still there. But they're going after them too as well. So it seems that the people are being herded in different directions on this transformation is what's taking place. Once those media platforms are gone, how do you think people can stay cohesive, stay together, really? Because they need to be together.
Let's visit on that very sentence. Let's wander back to 1776. What were their communication methods? They didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Facebook. They knew how to talk to one another. They knew how to get Virginia and Delaware into the same area. They knew how to get Georgia as a part of it. They knew how to do that. We may have to do those kinds of things also. But we have telephones. We have the internet. We have all kinds of stuff. We don't have to depend on that garbage thing called Facebook.
Ham radio? What about ham radio?
What?
What about ham radio?
Oh, yeah, ham radio. Absolutely. Yeah. All of these ways are available. They did not have in 1776, but they won the war nonetheless. Mm-hmm. They won the war because they were fighting for righteousness. That's why they won the war.
All righty. So let's talk about your book. I've got it says, Will Liberty, Will It Survive? Now, that appears to be a series. Why is that a series? What's going on there?
Oh, the Liberty, it is a series. It's a series of six books. The first one, volume one, just outlines what all the others are going to talk about in a brief synopsis. Then the next four, 2, 3, 4, and 5, take each subject of volume one and enlarge it. Carry it. For example, I didn't talk very much about the education in volume one, but volume four, a third of it is on education. And a third of it is on environment, and a third of it's on the Supreme Court. Those three subjects are treated in volume four. Volume 5 doesn't talk about those things. Volume 6 is a summation. Talk about the Revolutionary War and the divine activities in the Revolutionary War and before. It talks about George Washington's life and how he was saved for that time that he was there. It talks about where are we now. It talks about the Trump versus the activist judges, what happened to him in his first summer. It has all that stuff there showing that the judges were completely out of law. They were out of line and out of the law. I have the federal law there that gave him that permission right there in that same section. But the judges took away that power and they had no authority to do it. The Constitution gave it. The Congress gave it to him through the Constitution. He had the power, but the judges took it away from him. The judges always take everything away they don't like. Federal judges are an enemy, not a help.
Now, how is it that so many judges are corrupted and do not go by the Constitution when they adjudicate cases?
That's a really good question. How is it that that happens? Power? I don't know. And so many do. Nobody holds them accountable. You know, we elect the state judges. We don't elect the federal judges. Federal judges are there. They get co-opted. I think this is an honest evaluation of what you just asked, but it's another area. I believe that every year when the new House members or the new Senate members come into the Congress, that first week they're taken aside by the leadership of the House or the Senate. And they congratulate them. I think it goes something like this. If you guys are here and we're surely glad you're here. You're going to bring new blood to this organization. We're happy with your new ideas and your new thoughts. We really want to be, and we want to support you in it. And we want to keep you here and help you get reelected so that you can do these kinds of things. Now, we know we're doing a lot for you here, so we would like you to do some things for us also. And if you do the things for them, then you get good committee parts and good opportunities for re-election. And if you don't do the things for them, you won't.
A lot of people suggest that the judges are Freemasons. What do you think about that?
I don't know anything about the Masonic order in a part of it at all. I don't, you know, I do know that the Masonic order hid the Illuminati in Scotland in the late 1700s and the early 1800s. But as far as anything after that, I have no knowledge of the Masonic order. I don't study it.
Mm-hmm. Teflon Co. says, are the American people too dumbed down and lazy to implement any of the knowledge that you are espousing?
Oh, yeah, I think they are right at this moment. Yes, the vast majority are. Mm-hmm. Too lazy. They get more interested in their sports. They're more interested in their TV. They're more interested mm-hmm. in that than they are the freedoms we have. Mm-hmm. And they're going to lose all of it, including the freedoms we have.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have one of our people in the chat, Mexico Unexplained, who lives in California, talks quite a bit about life in California, which people can look at as, I mean, Georgia now will turn into a California. You know, that's an insurgency there in the heartland there. So he's able to sort of live under the communistic rule of California. So why couldn't the rest of us sort of make it?
Oh, we sort of can. Watch that movie, Dr. Zhivago, and you can see sort of how you're going to live. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can live that way. Mm-hmm. You can live with all the lockdowns. You can live with all the masks and all the social distancing and all the you can't have more than two people here and you can't have more than two people there. You can live with all of that. Congratulations. Is that what you want to live with? Is that on one of your are you willing to give up your inalienable rights so you can live like that? Are you willing to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. The question isn't can you? The question is do you want to?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mexico, explain your listing. What is life like in California rule? So, yeah, we have, speaking of Georgia, that thing was a nightmare going on down there. There was supposed to be an effort by the Secretary of State to find out the people behind trying to get other people to move there to vote, which is an illegal act. He said, we're going to get them. But he never got them. They were doing that, and nobody's went to jail. Nobody's got arrested. Nobody's even got a censure of any kind. Yet he knew that was going on. Was that just for our consumption to make us think that he's going to do something he's not?
A smokescreen, yeah. And he'll go back and say, I said that. I was going to do it. I tried to. He'll mm-hmm. say those things to give himself justification mm-hmm. for ignoring it. Mm-hmm.
So is the governor and the Secretary of State of Georgia, are they rhinos? It seems to me they've got some kind of Chinese connection. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't know about the Chinese connection and all of that. I do believe it can be there. I do believe it's a part of it. I do believe there's opportunity there. But to say that they're a part of that group, I don't know. But I can say they're a part of the elite globalist group.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Chinese are running that, then they're a part of that. But I think the Chinese are just a part of that also. Mm-hmm.
So what's the United States going to look like in 10 years?
If we continue down the path,
down this
Biden
path,
president,
the path we see right
watch
now.
Watch the movie Dr. Zhivago. Please, I'm not kidding. Watch that movie, Dr. Zhivago. Watch it to the end. You can see how you're going to live. You're going to see how the trains are going to work. You're going to see how the homes will be. You're going to see how your home will be. If you have a nice home, you're going to see how many families are going to live with you in your nice home and take it over. Go watch it. Watch that show. Watch that movie. Watch it.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Zhivago. Watch it.
Okay, we're under orders there to watch the show. Dr.
Zhivago.
And
it ain't hard to do. You can do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Thanks,
watch
man.
That show. It's about 2.5 hours.
I'm going to watch it right now. I'm going to watch it right now.
It's a good show, too. It's entertaining in addition. Watch that show. See how life will be.
Okay. Now, let's just say you get a knock on the door and they say, Doctor, we have a certain vaccine for you. And if you don't take it, you're not going to get your Social Security. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to take the vaccine.
Okay. I mean, I have been asking various guests, and it doesn't seem like there's not a whole lot of people that seem to be looking forward to that. I think, is it Moderna? Or I think it was Moderna. One of those lists their vaccine as an operating system. Have you seen that?
Well, I wouldn't. Now, the operating system meaning a computer system?
I don't know.
When
you think of operating system, you do think of a computer system, but they're not listening
if that's the context that they're talking about, I agree. That I believe that has all kinds of little things. I watched a video about what that vaccine does. Now, this was put by on InfoWars by Alex Jones. He's a very reliable source. He showed a video that shows that they put jellyfish as a part of that vaccine. He said, yeah, jellyfish enzymes, whatever that is.
Okay.
That's a colony, a colonizer. And he showed how the one cell, just one drop, that's more than one cell. One drop of that vaccine gets in your system, it will slowly colonize all the other cells. And eventually your body will become owned by Microsoft.
Hmm. Or you become, yes, a giant jellyfish, one of the two.
Pardon?
You might become a giant jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. I can just see myself flopping around in the ocean. No, no, no. We are going to have every cell in our body except our eyes and the women's eggs will be controlled.
Mm.
How they control it? Through the 5G network.
Hmm. Now, I don't trust that 5G network either. Every time I see a commercial 5G, man, it seems kind of weird. So where'd they get all this jellyfish from? There are millions of doses of vaccines. Where's all these jellyfish people come from? Where'd they get it
from?
Well,
now I can't answer that question. I can't answer that question, but I can say that Alex Jones presented it and it seemed very reasonable. That's what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But it does match the kind of thing that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It does match it. You see, the problem is we spend a lot of time looking at the, oh, well, what if? Just look at the pattern. Always watch for patterns. Folks, I knew within 3 or 4 hours when the towers were blown up down in 9/11, I knew within 3 or 4 hours who did it. I didn't know how it was done. I learned that later, but I knew who did it within hours because I've been watching patterns. I know who started our involvement in World War II in Pearl Harbor. I know how that happened. I know how we got involved in Vietnam. Watch patterns. See what happens. Those towers came down, and within a month, they had a several thousand-page bill ready to pass immediately. You know, anything that's done that quickly was planned before the event. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things are patterns. They're clues.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the clues.
Mm-hmm.
Are they reasonable? They say, well, it's just a coincidence. No, there's no coincidence in government.
Well, it's I think it's sort of like I don't know if I got the number right, but they said after the Capitol assault, they had a bill ready. It had 9,000 pages or some ungodly amount of pages ready to go all of a sudden to submit. And it's like, wait a minute. The event just happened and you just happen to have this bill ready to go as an answer to this event. You know,
yes, so, isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
there's the pattern,
right,
guys.
Yeah, there's a pattern for you. Or the pattern of when 9/11 happened, the next day they had all 19 hijackers on the front page. So, wow, that was quick.
Yes,
the
pattern.
Yeah,
that's the pattern.
Yeah, they seemed, and then this vaccine, well, they had millions of doses ready to go before it was even approved. It seems to me, what if it wasn't approved? Would they be stuck with millions of doses that didn't work? Or did they know that it was all part of a plan?
That's the pattern. And it was planned to make sure that it didn't matter whether it works or not. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that sentence. Doesn't matter if it's going to work or not. Notice the sentence. There were no safety tests for that vaccine. They're just throwing it at us.
Yeah. And then there's this this RV bomb in Nashville. They found DNA. And now it looked like a pretty big explosion there. Somehow they found the guy's wallet or whatever. Somehow it survived or what, you know, like this. And of course, 9/11 was the same way. Somehow one of the hijackers' wallet was on the street, you know, just happened to find that. There does seem to be a lot of coincidences there. But as you say, there are no coincidences. How about this question here? Is mandating vaccines constitutional?
No, it is not. Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Let me read the Fourth Amendment.
Go for it.
Ask those questions. I just say, no, it's not. Well, let me give you the backup for it so you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know I don't just talk off the top of my head. Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons. All done.
Okay, I like that one. And if they're trying to secure your person, you're not securing your person. They're trying to secure your person if they're trying to force you to take
over your person.
Yeah.
You are secure in your person. They can't give you, they cannot give you that shot without your consent. But now, listen, I want you to listen to this. Remember when the abortionists, and they still do, my body, my choice, And everybody seems to think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
My body, my choice.
Right.
Well, it's my body, my choice again with the vaccine. That doesn't change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change.
Isn't there a UN agreement of some sort that countries cannot medicate people against their consent?
Oh, I don't think that will be in the UN because they'll want to use those kinds of tools. But it doesn't matter if it's in there or not. It's not a legal treaty. Doesn't matter if it's there or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what the UN thinks. They're not our government.
What does Joe X mean talking about a dark winter? Are we already in that dark winter right now?
Oh, we've been in it since January of this last year. It's just coming on slowly.
Mm-hmm. But then it's going to ramp up. We're looking at a ramp up here on the 20th.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Hmm.
Well, we are, but it could be stopped. It uh-huh. could be stopped in the next 10 days mm-hmm. if our leader, Trump, acts.
Well, you're a bundle of joy on the future here. Doctor, and I noticed people in the live chat have said they're depressed for the things that's coming on. Now, that's almost a biblical term. Seeing the things, you know, it says men's hearts shall fail them for fear of things coming on the earth. But a lot of people are depressed. You got anything that can undepress them?
Yes. Hope in the future. Pray. Be a part of paying attention. Be righteous. Do those things. Work the side of God. Work the side of the side that He would want us to be on. That's where your hope is. That's where it is. And pray that we get the proper guidance over the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say the proper opportunity over the next 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we need it, guys. I know I'm being very dismal. I'm trying to get the point across that if we don't do something in the next 10 days, we're going to have a civil war or nothing, one or the other. Mm-hmm. We're going to have people with guns shooting each other, mm-hmm. or it's going to be done not peacefully, mm-hmm. but real close to peacefully mm-hmm. in the next 10 days by the proper authority.
Well, now, I would disagree with the violence and the gun part of it, and here's why. Because Americans usually are law-abiding, and they, to me, what I see is they will simply accept, they will grumble about it, but they'll just accept it at the new world, and they'll just continue on.
Oh, I think that too. I believe that will be the core of most of the people. 97% of the people in the United States did not support the Revolutionary War.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were law-abiding citizens. Their law was British law. But when the Constitution came up, they were more than happy to change from the British law to the American law. Well, I, with the things I'm saying, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I am using the law of the Declaration of Independence for my justification.
Mm-hmm. Now, but for those who don't pay attention to the Constitution, then they say you have no case.
Of course they would say that. Of course. That's
and
the
no,
norm.
And no judge would
you're
back...
ridiculed or you, it, or you, right. you just say, but the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence is there. We can't say it's not.
Mm.
And it's very precise. If a government takes away your God-given rights, it's your responsibility to alter or abolish it. Now, that was said in 1776 on July the 4th. It still applies.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see God in all this?
Depending on our righteousness, God will help us or not help us. I use the illustration of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible. They didn't have God on their side. They were so wicked. Mm-hmm. Are we less wicked? We murdered over 1 million babies this year. Did you hear the term murder? Yes, we did. We murdered over 1 million babies this year in the womb. Is that righteous?
Mm-hmm. No, but half of the population voted for life, and half of them voted to kill babies in the womb. So we've
care.
Got to destroy
still,
a nation.
Still not righteous. Still
we've got
not
to destroy, righteous. And God didn't, you know, Lot made a deal, tried to make a deal with God, saying, hey, if there's 10, you know, 50 righteous, 20 righteous, 10 righteous, then God wouldn't destroy it. Now, there are half of the population of the United States still voted against abortion. They voted for life, and the other part voted for murdering babies and sucking their brains out. So
right now, Daniel, you're absolutely right. I'm hoping that 50% is enough that God will intercede and help us at our time of need.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And really, that's a faith strengthener, because in the end, as we all realize, and I'm sure most people know that already, that you can't never put your faith in man. You have to put your faith in God. And,
yes.
And you know, God is looking. He said, when he comes back, will he find faith on the earth? So you are exuding some faith there that God can step in. And really, God has a way of turning things around and showing himself strong to his adversaries. So, you know, that's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at. Let's use a couple of examples out of the Bible.
All right, let's do.
Okay, let's use one precise, just one precise. You can use two maybe. They're called tipping points of the world. Here's an instance. A particular vicious army was sweeping through Israel and destroying every town. Every town it went into, it destroyed. It destroyed the people. It was horrible. Mass, you might call it a destruction of the people. A genocide. You might even call it a genocide for every city they went to. They were at Jerusalem, ready to go in the next day. The people in Jerusalem were anticipating that they would be destroyed the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That army died that night.
Mm-hmm. And you have another example? That was a good one.
Yep, another example.
Oh, let's do it.
The Muslims were in Spain, in a big push all through Spain on their way to Europe. If they had gotten into Europe, they would have destroyed the fledgling Christian church that was coming up. Would have done it. They were coming across the Pyrenees into France. But what happened? Somebody in the country where they came from, they got news that he'd been killed. They all went home. They all went home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there are quite a number of examples like that in the Bible, where God shows up at the last minute, and it's usually like the nation, particularly of Israel, would say devolve into sin, and then they would forget God, and then they would be taken over by enemies. Then they would repent and seek God, and then God would come and show himself strong again. So it seems to me that we're at that point now where, you know, America needs to repent of their sins. And then maybe we can repent for the sins of others. I don't know, because there's half the population got some kind of terrible problem, man.
The Lord doesn't want to destroy faithful people, and he doesn't want his faithful people destroyed. So he did take the only people in Sodom and Gomorrah that were righteous out.
Mm-hmm.
So they wouldn't be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing happens. That happened. I'm sure that happened in Jerusalem. I'm sure that happened at the Tower of Babel. He takes his righteous people away from him and then allows the rest to be whatever, destroyed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There, the opportunity's there. But we have so many people in the United States that are righteous. Perhaps we have enough to merit his help. I hope we do.
Well, I think we do, and I'm counting on that. I mean, I'm putting my trust in the Lord, man. You just can't go wrong doing that, Doctor.
You know, you're right. You can't go wrong doing that. And I also hope, I also put my trust in the Lord, but I also know that when he gets fed up with a group of people, he allows them to be destroyed so they will repent so that they can come back to him. I know that, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're getting near the end of the broadcast. You got some words of wisdom. Let's tap into the years of wisdom you've accumulated and share some with us.
Well, just some thoughts, you guys. Just some thoughts. We are now at a crossroads in our country. We need very badly to know what the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence say. Let us turn our hearts and our minds to God. Let us turn ourselves to the Constitution itself. We need to know what it says. I'm going to recommend every listener go get the book somewhere. Get the book at your local bookstore. Go to bathroomeconomics.com. Go to provisinstitute.com and get the book, Saving the Constitution. I don't care if you don't get another one. I will pay the postage. I will pay any taxes that are involved. I will do that. I just want you to have the book. It's only $20. I mean, you're going to spend more than that to go to a restaurant tomorrow night. Get this book so you know where we are and what we can do if we just would. But more important than anything else is follow the Lord. Pray and follow the Lord and do what he asks you to do. That's all. That's very, very important. But don't chastise him if he allows us to be hurt. We earned it. Okay?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm gonna quote Exodus 14:15, and in that series there, Moses is he's telling the people that, you know, stand still, the Lord will fight for you. And then the Lord responded to Moses. He said, Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel and have them go forward. So my message is for America, we need to go forward. Well, we're crying unto God, but we do need to go forward, and we go forward in faith. So, I mean, there's a message of hope right there. God wants us to go forward. He doesn't want us cowering in the basement like Joe X did. He wants us out and about. He wants us spreading the gospel, which is why this country was founded. And he wants us to go forward in faith, believing, and he'll be with us, and he'll fight our battles with us. But he's telling us to go forward. And a lot of people, they're stopped in place. They're paralyzed. God's saying, go forward, and behold what I will do for you. But we're not going to see that until we go forward.
Here's another issue, another item that came up on another show I was on. They were talking about the rapture. And the host, not me, the host said, if you're not doing anything, are you entitled for the rapture? If you're not following God and doing anything, are you entitled? That's an interesting thought. And that goes right to the heart of the Protestant religions. Mm-hmm. Here's another thought. I don't know how many people saw this. I don't know how many people how many times it was shown, but a group of folks raised a cross to signify Christ and Christianity on Wednesday at the time of this problem in Washington. Some say that happened in one state. Some say it happened in Washington. I saw it, and it appeared to me to be in Washington, but I don't care where it was. They were raising the cross and saying, Lord, help us. We're with you. That's what they were doing.
All right. Well said. Dr. Richard Proctor, I appreciate you coming back on the Edge Television broadcast. Can we have you on again sometime?
Anytime you want, I'm here. Anytime at all.
Okay. Well, appreciate you coming on, giving some wisdom and talking about the Constitution, which you so dearly love.
I sure dearly love it. And someday I'm gonna have you on the same side with all the things I just talked about.
Yes,
have
sir.
A nice day, Daniel.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. All right, everybody. Yep.